Sterney is Light Hits 99.9, the Fox and Billy Joel's Tell Her About It. It's 8:14. Good morning in the studio, Trish Barbato, and Trish is in town for a very important thing, not just the St. Pat's reunion, right, Trish?
That's right.
That's part of it.
It is
that's
part of it. Jam-packed weekend.
Originally from Sarnia, obviously St. Pat's grab, but you're in Toronto right now. You're in for a book launch party for your book called Inspire Your Career and Strategies for Success in Your First Years at Work. Sarah and I are going to have to read this.
Yeah.
In our first years at work here. what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I started mentoring young people about 5 years ago. And there seemed to just be a real gap in the kinds of books that were available in terms of starting your career. Lots of books on leadership and things where people really needed more power and influence in order to implement. So this is really for people just starting out. So you get to your job on your first day of work, you're completely bewildered, you don't know anybody, and it's, what do you do?
That was this morning, actually.
For some of us, it's every day. Yeah, but it's particularly
no
focused
book for that, by the
on
way.
Young people.
Oh, cool. So this is a great grad gift for someone graduating high school, university, mm-hmm. or college.
Absolutely.
This is a kind of a primer, a way to navigate those years, because all too often, and maybe this is part of it, but the kids come out of school thinking, oh, I'll be CEO. I'm going to mm-hmm. be, you know, I'm going to rule the place in
and
a couple
then
of years.
Reality hits.
This is a reality check, but it also helps you get through that reality check, right?
Yeah, and also to inspire you, because I think great that you want to be the CEO. Fantastic. So how do you get there? You need a plan. You need to be thinking about what are your steps. There's a kind of practical, grounded aspect, I would say, to the book that's, in terms of reflection questions and exercises and things that you actually can start writing out right in the book.
Yeah, there's exercises right in the book.
Yeah. Just to get you more, thinking about what do you need to do to achieve your goals and objectives.
Now, you are a CEO yourself.
Yeah, I was a CEO. Right now, I'm senior VP at a large company.
Now, I'll put you on the spot here. What do you think was the best thing you learned early in your career or careers that got you to the point of being a CEO or senior vice president?
I think the biggest thing that I learned was around how important dealing with people is. Mm. I mean, you can't get anything done, even as a CEO, without people, because really you have to work through them in order to achieve results. And so if you can't motivate people, if you can't, you know, have them really inspired to do what needs to be done, then you fail because your company will fail because your staff aren't right. doing what they need to do.
Now, what's the biggest mistake you think people getting into the workforce do? What's the biggest thing that trips them up?
Well, I think one of the things that they tend to do is not realize that their career is in their hands. It is under their control. There's a kind of fogginess about, well, I'm going to go from A to B to C.
Or it's easy to blame. Oh, it's because of
my boss,
and attitude, it's
my colleague,
so much, right? It's
absolutely. You know. And so part of this is really you are in control of your destiny. You are in control of your career. You can make it whatever you want it to be. So grab onto that.
Sarah's going to get a career out of this. She is.
Oh, that's great.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
And I agree. I think, George, on your comment about attitude, there's probably, I would say, out of the whole book, if I had to condense it into the three key pieces of advice, I would say that the first one is have a great attitude. It changes everything. Mm-hmm. Your attitude, even whatever is going on around you, if you can maintain a positive attitude, it makes a huge difference.
No matter how bad your boss's attitude is.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Or your, yeah. Or your coworker, right. Let's just say. Yeah.
Why did she look at me when she said that?
And I think the second thing is really to know yourself, to learn to self-reflect, to have the ability to understand your own response to conflict or to your coworkers or to your boss or to that sort of thing. And the third one is, have a good network. Get to know people. Don't burn bridges.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff.
Right. That's very true, too. That goes with the attitude. But everything you do usually comes back at you good and bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually
you got
bad.
It.
Now, you have a book launch party. It is tonight, Stokes by the Bay, up on the second floor.
That's right.
And that is going to start at 4:30, go till, you say 6:30. I get a feeling people want to talk to you longer. No RSVP is required. Book reading at 6 p.m. I'm going to read some excerpts of it as well.
I am. Yeah, it's very exciting. So I welcome anyone from Sarnia to come. I really love this town. It's nice to be back, and so really would appreciate anyone coming in.
All right. And the other thing I want to mention, the number of different types of people will be interested in this book. I mean, if you're coming out of college, you want to pick it up. If you're a parent and you want your child to, mm-hmm. student, to succeed. But I also think managers should look through this book as well, because, managers can probably be in that little bubble kind of forgetting a little bit of what they were like coming out of school. And this might be a primer on how maybe if you know if you know how they want them to act, then maybe you can also manage them better, too.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And there's actually about three chapters in here that are really directed to people who are supervising others and some of the key important aspects of doing that well.
Now, Inspire Your Career is available at all bookstores.
Yes, online. That's right.
Online as well. And we have two copies to give away right now, 464-1999. The first two callers through are going to pick those up.
Trish Barbado, book is called, hold on, I put it away, Inspire Your Career. I've also posted that on our Facebook page, link right to your website.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.